And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. All right, Boomer, if you tell anybody I got emotional or anything on the air, I'll deny it.
Yeah, no way. I would never say that.
I know you wouldn't. So, yeah. No, what a great story. And I tell you what, it just strikes a nerve with me, some of that. And her heart's very obvious. It's obvious in the way she conveys the stories, but it's also obvious in just her. You can just sense it in her that it's legit. It's real. So Allie Turner's book. Let me just go ahead and which camera am I on right now? I'm on that one over there. So Allie Turner's book is Ballad for Baghdad, an ex-hippie chick Vietnam War protesters 3 years in Iraq. Allie Elizabeth Turner. And it's actually a really good read. I'm showing this one now. Boomer's pointing to camera. What am I doing, Boomer? Am I pointing to this camera? Hello, here we are. There's the book right there. I ordered it on Amazon. That's the best place to find it. And it's, you know, it's a good read. I mean, I went through it. Her telling stories, like we sat in the studio, that's scratching the surface, man. She was over there meeting famous people and winding up, you know, getting her picture made. But the main thing she was doing, though, she was serving people while she was there, and it so comes through in her recounting of the stories, and it's like every page is a story. And so anyway, I encourage you to check it out. All right, listen, we got all kinds of stuff going on right now. I gotta do a bit of a plug. I mean, by the way, Boomer, I only got through one dipper so far.
Only one. It's been a good day.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I do have some emails, though. I was going to tell you, I noticed just now that emails are popping in about that renaming of bases and all that. Mm. So let me go see what I got over here real quick, because I like it when we get, I mean, so people are going to find us. They're going to call in, or they're going to send me an email or a text or whatever else. Okay, I can't read that one. Hang on a second. Let me.
We did get a suggestion from a couple of people when I talk to people on the phone and you get mad at me before I put them on the air. We need to put almost like a little blog on our website so people can just comment.
Sometimes that'd be one more thing to manage. Bob sent an email and just says, Phil, in your discussion, you intermingle Confederacy with racists. He said, certainly some of the Confederacy was racist, but some were fighting just for states' rights versus federal rights. And that's often not taught anymore. That's a whole separate debate. He says, okay, I get it. And then I'm looking to see, this is a long paragraph. I may have to just check and see what it says before I bother trying to read it on the air, but it's from Diana. So Diana, I did get your email. I'll try and check it out next time I get a break. So if you have a comment, by the way, on this, I'd love to hear your thoughts about Allie's interview, about the first dipper that we did for the day, where I covered down on the question of, you know, renaming all of the bases and streets and signs and bowling alleys and other things that the Department of Defense has purview over, if they had any kind of a name that had a semblance or resemblance to a Confederate sympathizer or a Confederate officer or something like that. Examples being, like I said earlier, Fort Rucker in Alabama is about to change its name. Fort Bragg, North Carolina is going to be Camp Liberty. I think Fort Rucker is going to be, not Camp Liberty, Fort Liberty. I think Fort Rucker is going to be Fort Novacell. Fort Benning is going to be Fort Moore, I believe. But they say they're naming it for both General Hal Moore and his wife, which I believe her name was Julie Moore, Julia. I can't remember. So, on the one hand, my personal legacy, me personally, is I will always in my mind have been at Fort Benning. You know what I'm saying? Lots of time at Fort Benning. Lots of time. Not just, sometimes it was just for weekend training. Sometimes it was going to visit a family member or a friend, you know, going to attend graduation ceremonies. But I also spent a great deal of time there myself. My officer basic course, my airborne school, jump master school, pathfinder school, ranger school, all of it, Fort Benning. In my mind, it's still Fort Benning. It's going to be Fort Moore now. I guess that'll make for better training. I don't know. All I know, what am I saying? It's not. I don't know. It's not. It's not going to change training. It's not going to change recruiting. It's not going to change military readiness. But it's going to have somebody in D.C. is going to feel better about themselves because they spent $21 million making sure that there was not a name that no one realized was attached to something that was 150 years old. That's what's going to happen. So my opinion on that section of the show today is that This is virtue signaling more than it is necessary. Now, there are people who take offense, and I get that. I'm not minimizing the fact that someone could. I probably wouldn't like it if there was a. I don't have a personal level of offense. What if I could find, I don't know. Let's go back to the thing I said earlier. What if I was Jewish and they named a place like Fort Himmler? I would probably have an issue with that. I get it. But in the end, what I also know is that there have been any number of men and women of color who have served and commanded and trained at those installations. And they have done so with pride and with honor. And they came and went through those facilities never having any clue, but it did not diminish the value of their service one bit. Didn't make them less of a paratrooper. Didn't make them less of a commander. Didn't make them less of a, you know, whatever their job was in the military. And so here we are. We're going to virtue signal and we're going to take care of that. We're going to make everybody feel better. Who are we making feel better? The only people we're making feel better are the ones who've never been there before. I guarantee you, the vast majority of the people who are calling for this to happen, to spend $21 million, never even been to Fort Benning. They've never seen the mighty Umgawa Towers. They've never jumped out there at Sisley DZ in Fort Bragg. They've never loaded up at the green ramp and headed overseas. They've never been to Fort Hood and spent massive amounts of time out on North Fort Hood. They've never been to tank gunnery, you know. They've never learned how to fly a Blackhawk at Fort Rucker. But they're going to feel better because a name that's got 150 years old that no one knew was anything is now going to be different. Okay. Let's go win a war. How about that? All right, folks. Cool show. We got more. I'm going to come back and we'll do either Walk in Biden's World or Here Comes the Revenuers. I'm not sure which. We'll figure it out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.